You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 144 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about building successful routines and incorporating them into our lifestyle. Now today I come at you with an update on my early rising challenge. If you remember, a week ago I decided that I'm not happy with my routine anymore. I wake up way too late and it's just this late start to my day. It's not productive. I noticed that I had some hours in my noon time that is completely unproductive, and then by the time that I'm productive again, kind of the day's over because of an agreement that I had with Miran. So I decided to change it, to switch it up. I committed to waking up at 6 a.m. every day as opposed to 10 a.m. It's kind of a big difference. And I wanted to take you along with me to this journey and to see, A, is this possible to switch this habit in such a short period of time? I mean, usually it's recommended that when you try to start waking up earlier, you need to move your clock 15 minutes every day. So it would have taken me quite a lot of time to get back to the early rising that I wanted to if I had followed it. So I tried to test out, is this really necessary? So I have no doubt that moving my clock 15 minutes at a time would have been a lot easier on me. But I'm also aware to the fact that unless I start seeing real results, I will just not follow through. So, you know, if I wake up at 9:45 instead of 10, it won't cut it for me. It's not enough. This is just the person that I am. And if some of you are like me, I wanted to test out if this is even possible to move your clock in 4 hours during 1 week, like immediately start doing that and after a week already be in the swing of things. I wanted to check out, is this really helping my productivity? It was my assumption that the hours matter even correct? And put to the test the new regime that I have put for myself. So the results are in and they're very positive. I want to tell you that I am not waking up precisely at 6 a.m. every day. I mean, my alarm clock goes off and I open one eye and look at it and I put it on snooze every single morning. But every single day in the past week, I was up and running by 7 a.m. So if you look at it in a way that I started waking up at 10 a.m., and then I was kind of running operational, I was brushing my teeth and, you know, starting my day at 10:30, sometimes even 11. Doing that at 7 a.m. is a pretty huge step and it was easy. I mean, I hate waking up early and you know that, and I've shared it countless times. Also, winter has finally hit Israel, which means that it's dark and cold, and I really, really, really don't want to get out of my bed. I don't want to take away my blanket. I just want to snuggle in. But something interesting happened because I made the habit of putting the alarm clock to 6 a.m. Even if I'm sure that I won't wake up at this hour, but the alarm clock will go off at 6 a.m., my brain actually got adjusted and I started waking up a few minutes before 6 a.m. I kind of assess how tired am I according to when I went to sleep last night. I also measured how well I slept. As you all know, I suffer from fibromyalgia, which means that most of the nights my sleep is not all that great. So I took these parameters into account and I decided, okay, so I'm going to put a new alarm clock set for 6:20 or 6:30 or 6:45. But in any event, every single day I woke up before my alarm clock. And when I woke up, and let's say I put an alarm clock to 6:45, I woke up at 6:20. I looked at the clock and I decided, you know what? I woke up. I'm just gonna go. And I started my day and it was glorious. Now, this is as far as the actual early rising challenge goes. So I don't know if it counts that it was 100% success because I did not, in fact, wake up at 6 a.m. But I did wake up somewhere between 6 and 7, which for me is a huge, huge progress. Now, on the account of does this really work? Yes, yes, triple yes. this has made the world of difference for me. And I don't know if it's the actual early rising or the sense of grabbing control over my day and over my schedule, but something about it felt different. Even though some days I was really tired and I had a really lousy sleep, but I made myself crawl out of bed and start my day. Something about it was so powerful that I felt a lot more focused and zoomed in on my tasks and on my work. I wasn't as inclined to indulge in YouTube videos or Facebook, social media, phone calls, any of that stuff before I finished my most important tasks of the day. And truth be told, every day during this past week, I have completed 100% of my top tasks, which I define the night before. It's actually a tip that I got from one of my followers on social media. Her name is Denise. Denise, if you're listening, thank you so much. This is actually something that I was already doing, but it was so empowering to hear it from someone else. It's encouraging to know that something that you think that is working for you is also helping other people, which is what this podcast is all about, actually. So Denise suggested to plan out my day the evening before, and then when I start my day and I wake up early, I don't need to start rambling around and thinking, oh, what should I do? I can just, you know, jump in and start having fun with my tasks, which I did, and it worked. Now, as to working more during the morning hours and the evening hours and all the in between to take as a break or rest, this didn't quite work for me, because I found that when I have a really strong start to my day and I start with my most important task and the tasks that require my most focused self, by the time I reach their end, I'm kind of on a roll and stopping it, halting it, and moving into sleep or nap or watching TV or anything that is purely rest was hard for me. It almost felt wrong. It almost felt like I'm breaking something. So what I did, I actually adjusted my tasks. So during those dead productivity hours, I did tasks that don't require much focus at all. So I kind of checked through my inbox and I did mundane tasks and I did little things that, in case I felt that I need a break, I wouldn't feel so bad to stop them in the middle. And actually, today is the second day from the entire week that I'm about to take a nap. So the first time was exactly a week ago, last Sunday, and today is the second time. So this thing of taking a nap is not really working, but I am taking the hours into account and sorting out my tasks according to how focused I am on the course of a day. One of the reasons, by the way, that today I am about to have a little break is because today is going to be a long day. I'm going to be working all the way from 8 a.m. I started actual working. I was up by 7, but I started working at 8 a.m. and I'm going to be working until 9 p.m. So this is a very long day for me, and the tasks that I have today are very focus induced, let's put it this way. I have meetings with clients, which I need to be at the top of my game. So I'm going to take an hour and a half to 2 hours to relax and kind of chill and get in the mood and be my best self by 5 p.m. today when I start the second part of my working day. This is what I wanted to share with you. This is the update. If you are interested, I can kind of keep you up to date in later episodes of how I'm doing, not as a full-on episode like we did today and last week, but more of a little update in the end of episodes, just to let you know what's working and what's not working. I'm definitely gonna keep up with the early rising. I'm gonna keep up trying to wake up earlier. So I think this week I'm gonna try and wake up by 6:30, and then maybe the week after that 6 a.m. and then maybe we'll even go earlier. Can't promise anything because it's the holiday season and it's my birthday pretty soon, so the schedule is kind of all over the place, but this is definitely where I'm going. This is definitely where I'm headed, because it has proven real amazing results in a very short period of time. So yes, it would have been a lot easier had I moved my clock back 15 minutes at a time But for me, it just would never happen because I would just go back to my old self and my old habits. So for me, I really needed the win. And this week was a huge win, even though I felt like crap most of the days. But hey, I got the job done. I feel wonderful today because I can look back and see everything that I have accomplished. And, you know, the delta between what I had accomplished a week earlier and what I had accomplished this past week is enormous. It really is a difference. It really made a huge difference. And this is, when you look at the outcome, the change is really not all that big and all that scary. So I guess when you look at what you can achieve versus what you need to put in it, it kind of makes the stakes a bit different. I hope it was helpful. In our next episode, we're going to be talking about making big difference with little teeny tiny changes to your routine. And later on this month, we're going to be talking about how to start your new year with the right foot forward. So stay tuned, and please remember that life is short, so be productive. I'll see you next time.